Welcome to Season 16 of the Follow My Lead podcast, where each week I share stories and best practices of today's leaders to help you on your leadership journey. My name is John Eads. Here we go! Welcome back. Season 16 moving right along. So, I got caught in this wacky moment the last week thinking about all the choices that I've made in my life. My choice to get married. My choice for hobbies, things that I like to do for pleasure, the diets that I've chosen to go on over the years, the choices for my career. And it all made me think about, we all have these choices that we make in our life. And I was wondering if I actually chose to be a leader. And see, I grew up in late 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. I'm moving into my late 30s. And I really grew up thinking leadership looked like a certain thing. Like, I would look at Gordon Gekko, and I saw this powerful man that was just getting stuff done and making money. And then I would see Steve Jobs building Apple and all these innovative ideas. And I thought, well, Steve Jobs is a leader. And I really got caught up in the show, The Sopranos, and I saw bits and pieces of leadership in Tony, where he just had so much control over a situation. Because I just really thought leadership was kind of about these things. I thought it was about authority and about being an ultimate decision maker and to be this powerful man or woman that could get things done, that had some prestige and was really gifted. And when I started my career and I chose to go down the path that I went down after I gave up golf, I really was thinking that this is what it meant to be a leader, these examples. And I've told this story a couple of times on the podcast, but it was when I was leading like that, our revenue was down, no one was growing. I was working just an uncomfortable amount of hours, and just everybody seemed unhappy. I had created a real poor culture. So I did what most bad leaders do at that time. They blame somebody else. So I called one of my team members into my office unexpectedly, and I let her go. And at the end of that meeting, she looked me right in the eyes and she said, "John, I didn't know where we were going. I didn't know what we were doing. And I certainly didn't know how I was helping us get there." And as she left my office in tears, I'm a pretty emotional guy, I put my head in my hands and I just cried my eyes out. I was embarrassed because it hit me that I had failed my people. I had failed them from a leadership perspective, because I was trying to live out the wrong example of leadership. And at the time, I wasn't exactly sure why it had happened, but I made the commitment right then and there that I was going to do everything in my power not to let the feeling that I just experienced and the feeling that my team member just experienced happen to other people. I think it was a faith-based thing. But you could say whatever you like. That's the way I felt at the time. And now, after studying the very best leaders that I could find and interviewing many of them on this podcast and finally getting to the point where I can comfortably say I'm excelling as a leader, I think it's really important that we make sure we're clear on what it means to be a leader. I define leadership this way: someone whose actions inspire, empower, and serve others to produce an improved state over an extended period of time. Someone whose actions, an action-oriented thing that inspires other people, that empowers them to make decisions, that serves their heart and not their talent, to produce an improved state from where you are right now over an extended period of time, not just a day, not just a week, not just a month, not just a quarter, but for the long haul. So I start at the beginning by saying there's a really important question that you have to think about today if you're choosing to be a leader. And here it is. Are you interested in being a leader, or are you committed to being a leader? Are you interested in being a leader, or are you committed to being a leader? Are you interested? I mean, interest, a lot of people are interested in a lot of things because it's easy to be interested in things. I'm a shiny penny guy. I see something, I'm like, oh, I want to try that, or let's do this, or let's do that. I'm interested in a lot of things. Like, for a while, I was interested in hunting. I thought I really wanted to, like, get into hunting. And you quickly figure out, for someone that's never been hunting, how difficult it is. You got to get a license. You got to get a gun. You got to have somewhere to hunt. You got to get up at 4 a.m. You got to go get in a deer stand. You got to sit there for 5-6 hours in the heat. And the vast majority of times, you're never going to see a deer. And then when you see a deer, oftentimes they're too small to even shoot. Took one time of deer hunting that I figured out that I was interested in deer hunting. I wasn't committed. For a while, I really wanted to learn Spanish. I really wanted to speak Spanish fluently. And I started taking all these courses online, and I started trying to learn more and read more and do these programs. And I figured out how hard it was to become fluent in Spanish for not being immersed in the language. So I gave up being fluent in Spanish pretty easily. I was interested in it. I mean, people are interested in a lot of things. But commitment is much different because commitment is hard. So hard, in fact, a lot of the time it requires a suffering or heartache or long hours and practice when you don't feel like practicing. And even with all that stuff, you aren't guaranteed success. I'm committed to my marriage. I have a commitment to my marriage. I work really hard to have empathy, put myself in my wife's situation so I can be action-oriented based on the things that she's feeling. I think long and hard about the decisions we make as a family and for myself. But trust me when I tell you, it's not easy after 7 or 8 years that we've been married. It's not easy. Every day is not perfect. See, there's a lot of people interested in being married, and when it gets hard, they run. They go a different way. Marriage is one of those examples that requires great commitment to stick with it for the long haul. But it's so worth it when you do it. To have a relationship where you have a best friend, where you get the opportunity to share life with, where you get the opportunity to laugh with and smile, and the hard times are part of what comes with it. I don't know if you saw that there's a quarterback named Jim Kelly who played for many years for the Buffalo Bills, and I was watching the ESPY Awards recently, and Jim Kelly won the Jimmy Valvano Award for perseverance. And I was literally moved to tears watching Jim Kelly give his acceptance speech. Because while most would consider him have had this glamorous life, what most people don't know is that Jim had one, he has three kids, and his last child was a boy, his first boy. And that boy was born with a rare disease and only lived 8 years. He also has had cancer not once, not twice, but now 3 times. He's fought and fought and fought against cancer. He's battled to keep the memory of his son alive and to find a cure for the disease that his son had. All the while being married to his wife, Jill, the entire time. Because they've been committed to their marriage and going through this together. And Jim Kelly's been committed to advancing and living out his son's legacy. And he's been committed to the people of Buffalo, to the fans of the Buffalo Bills. He's been committed to helping improve that community. Jim Kelly's committed. He's not interested. He's committed. There's an enormous difference. Now, I I tell you this because to live out that definition of leadership, someone whose actions inspire, empower, and serve others to produce an improved state over an extended period of time, in order to actually do that, not just say it, but to actually do it, requires you to be committed to being that kind of person. You can't be interested and be that kind of leader. You just can't. Now, before you answer that question, whether you're interested or you're committed to being a leader, that kind of leader, I want to share a story. I was in the car with my son, and he's 6 and a half, and we set up some summer goals. We set up some summer goals for me. We set up some summer goals for him. So my summer goals were pretty simple. I wanted to memorize 10 scriptures. I wanted to finish the Welder Leader book. And I wanted to lose 10 pounds. Those were my three big goals for the summer. I'm on my way. I'm working hard. I have till the end of August. But we created some goals for him as well. And one of his goals was to put together a really complex Lego set all by himself. And so he saved up money to go buy this Lego set and to put it all together. And a couple weeks ago, we went and bought that Lego set. And he also had another goal of getting better at golf. And so we had these two big goals as well as reading, but we were focusing on these two goals at the time. And so we get this Lego set. He goes home, he works on it for 2 or 3 hours. I get home from work and he's so excited to show me his Legos that he's put together. So we get in the car, we go to the golf course to work on his golf game so we can achieve that goal too. And we pull up to the golf course, and I'll never forget what he said from the backseat. He said, "Dad, I'm putting away the toys and I'm going to do the work." He said, "I'm putting away the toys and I'm going to do the work." Now, I share that story with you today because those words that 6-year-old said is pretty insightful stuff. I'm putting away the toys and I'm going to do the work. If you are going to be committed instead of interested, it's going to take a lot of work. And it's going to take you doing things that aren't always in your best interest, but are in the best interest of your people or the company that you work for. Could it bite you personally? It absolutely could. You could actually make less money. It's absolutely possible, but it's worth it. It is not easy to be committed to leading that way for other people. And it all starts, if you're willing to do the work, if you're willing to commit to being this kind of leader, it all starts with something that I call NOMO. And you're like, what is NOMO, John? Well, we talked about the definition of leadership today at great length. Knowing that definition of leadership is not enough. You also have to model it. So you have to know mo. You have to know it, and more importantly, you have to model it. And I love the example of Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A. He became obsessed with this idea of "it's my pleasure" being used in his restaurants. He went to a hotel and one of the managers, you know, talked at length about how much he, you know, he asked something and the manager at the hotel said, "No problem, Mr. Cathy, it's my pleasure to serve you." And he just thought that was the greatest thing that anyone could say. It showed his true appreciation. It wasn't like he didn't mean it. He really meant it. And Truett loved that. And so he decided that he wanted that in his restaurants. He wanted, when the customer would say thank you at Chick-fil-A, the employee would, or the team member would say, it's my pleasure to serve you. It's my pleasure. So how do you get it's my pleasure all across the country in all of his restaurants and all of these hourly employees? It is a difficult task. So when I asked, when I went to uncover this story, I couldn't, it was so interesting to me as how he went about doing it. And I asked Jimmy Collins, who's the third employee at Chick-fil-A that's come on this podcast, and he told me this story about how Truett would always, he told him about wanting to use it, but for many years, anytime anybody would say thank you to him at any point, at work, at home, in a restaurant, he would respond with, it's my pleasure. Truett's example, Truett's modeling of what he wanted became the habits of other people. People caught on because he modeled it. He didn't just tell them to do it and then him not do it himself. It was the opposite. He started modeling the behavior and the habits that he wanted his people to have. That's your job. If you do nothing else as a leader, understand that your example, the way you model leadership, goes well beyond the words that you use. And if you're committed to being a leader in this fashion, it absolutely requires you to model it at all times. I mean, be fanatical about the example that you set for your people. I was at church last weekend and my pastor was telling a joke and he said, it's 10 times easier to give, it's easier to give 10 homilies than to live out one. It's easier to give 10 sermons, if you will, and live out one. Think about that for a second. It's easy to say the definition of leadership. It's a completely different story to live it out because it is hard. We are dealing with human beings that are complex. It's hard to be a great leader. But it's so worth it. It's so worth it. So just think of it this way. Spread your example of leadership at all times and only use words when you have to. Spread the example of leadership at all times and only use words when you have to. Here's the best part about all this. When you're committed to being a leader and you work really hard on not only knowing the definition of leadership, but modeling it, your life will get richer. You'll have a more engaged workforce. You'll have people that want to be around you. You'll have people that want to go where you're trying to go. I told this story at a speaking engagement this week. I remember one of my bosses so vividly that, and he treated me so well, and he did such a good job of setting the example of what leadership is. The day he dies, not only will I be very sad and probably cry, I will be at that man's funeral. Think of the power of his leadership on my life right now. It's outstanding. You want to talk about making an impact on people? That's it. When you are committed to leading this way, you will make an impact on the lives entrusted to you that goes well beyond anything that you can do while you're here. It'll go well beyond you because then they'll take that example of leadership seriously and they'll lead that way for the people that they one day lead and influence and serve and empower and inspire. Your example of leadership will be 10x, 20x, 50x. Now, I share this with you today because I know how hard it is to be a leader. Remember, I failed. I failed miserably. It almost cost me my business. It almost cost me all my relationships. I mean, it was a colossal error. Now, good things have come out of it, and I'm appreciative of God for that. I'm able to share this story with you today because of it. But I know how hard it is. And so I sat down with my team at LearnLoft, and I went through everything that we had done to help both individuals and organizations. And we designed a 6-month program to share everything that we know that will help improve your effectiveness as a leader. And I want to tell you how it works. It starts with a one-on-one coaching call with me to better understand your particular situation. Then you take our 360 or 180 assessment completed by you and or your team to help improve your self-awareness as a leader. It also identifies your strengths and weaknesses in 16 key leadership competencies. Following that report, we have a second coaching call with one of our leadership coaches to talk about your specific report. And then each month, we'll have a unique module taught by me over a 45-minute live webinar and Q&A session. And they're going to cover critical things that matter, that are needed to effectively lead a team, such as how do you build bonds that build on great relationships? How do you build a purpose-driven team? How do you create an encouraging environment? How do you align behaviors in a positive way? How do you have difficult conversations with your teams? And ultimately, how do you improve the performance of your team? All of these things can be accessed live, or you can watch them later inside of the what we're calling the Ultimate Leadership Academy learning platform. Next, each leader will receive a monthly challenge to help them apply what we've learned with simple questions and tasks and quizzes. Look, the reason I'm doing this is because I want the opportunity to share everything that I've learned with you to really help you apply these things and become the best leader you can be for your people so you don't have that same experience that I have. Trust me, there's going to be a ton of incredible content. You're going to have one-on-one attention to help you become the very best leader that you can be. Look, I see it all the time. Professionals who invest in themselves in everything except the real skills required to effectively lead other people. Now, we only open up this registration for the Ultimate Leadership Academy twice a year, in late July, early August, and then again in January. Even then, it's only going to be open for a couple weeks, and once it's filled up because we only have so much time. So if you're ready to grow as a leader, if you're ready to become the leader you were meant to be, if you're committed to being a leader, I hope you'll come on this journey with me. There is nothing more that I would like than to play a role in your development as a leader. You can sign up for the program by going to learnloft.com/Ultimate Leadership Academy. That's learnloft.com/Ultimate Leadership Academy. I want nothing more than to play a small part in your development as a leader, and I can't wait for the opportunity to work with committed leaders one-on-one to help you become the leader that you were meant to be. If you have any specific questions, once you've looked at the page or you're interested in signing up, you can email me at jeads@learnloft.com, jeads@learnloft.com. Can't wait for you to join us on the journey. I'll close with this. Whether you join the Ultimate Leadership Academy or not, I want you to take that question, this question today, really serious. Are you interested or are you committed to being a leader? If you're interested, I would highly recommend you go do something else, because it will, being a leader of other people, if you're just interested, will cause you to dislike your job. It will cause you to be unengaged in the work that you do. But if you're committed, if you're willing to suffer and put in the work and lead for other people and serve them and inspire them and empower them, I promise your life will be richer for the long haul. Until next time, be a great leader at work and at home. Thanks for joining us on another week of the show. If you like this, do me a favor and share it with a colleague or a friend, or leave a comment, review, and recommendation wherever you listen to podcasts. Anything that would help us spread the message of leadership, it would mean a great deal to me in my